ever did. And so I thought, well, you know, I mean, I kind of felt funny. And I didn't know what to do. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll just say a few things. And so I did. And I had barely gotten started. And the person that had told us to continue praying walked in the room. And he found us talking instead of praying. And he said, oh, so we're not praying? And I said, well, we were a little while ago. And we were. We had been, you know. Or else I had been, anyway. I'd been trying to do. But, I mean, it makes you feel so strange. Mm-hmm. I did not mean to be in disobedience. But yet it appeared like I was. Mm-hmm. And it appeared like I was the one responsible. So I felt really small and sorry. And I thought, well, I hope that never happens again. Well, the next Sunday, something else happened. And the same lady was there, but as I was fixing to say, well, let's pray, the door opened up and there were two people that came in. And one of them was a person that used to come all the time, but she hadn't been there in a long time. To what I'm saying, Sunday school, she hadn't been there in a long time. And she showed up that morning for Sunday school, and with her she had her daughter, which was a guest. And they had come for Sunday school. Well, so I go, Lord, what do I do about this? You know, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, and I thought, they came for Sunday school. And so I just started talking. And the person that had been there before, I think she had already gotten down, because I looked around and I couldn't see her. But she had gotten down on her knees or was laying on the floor praying when that was going on. And I didn't know it. I didn't know where she had gone to. You know, and so, you know, I didn't know it. And so about that time, guess who walked back in the room? Mm-hmm. Again, the second time in a row. And he had not been coming before. I mean, these two Sundays were the only times that he had come in time for Sunday school. And he came in and heard me talking again, and he said, the mandate has not been lifted. And again, it was like I was deliberately disobeying him. But when I saw those two women, it was like a spirit of confusion came over me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't mean to be in disobedience. Again, I didn't mean to be. But that's what I'm talking about. There are times that things happen that completely change the landscape. They happen suddenly. Anyway, so.
Would now be a good time to take a break for a prayer request, maybe?
Yeah, it would.
We want to pray for Ruger, who had his appendix out last night. Dawn asked for prayers for her cousin, who's on life support, that the doctors can get her stabilized and off of the life support. We need to pray for Emily and her mom's side of the family. Her aunt was brutally murdered. And the family of Frank Loftus, who passed away July 21st.
Okay. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are our healer. Lord, and you said to call upon us in the day of trouble, call upon you in the day of trouble, and that you would answer us. So, Lord, we lift up Ruger, Lord, who has had his appendix out, and we pray, Lord, that you would give him a quick healing. We speak healing to his body in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you, God, that you are our healer. You already paid the price on Calvary by your stripes, Lord, and by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And we stand on your word of God, and we believe you, Lord, and we thank you for it because you've already paid the price for it, God. And, Lord, so we just thank you, Lord, for doing this. Okay, Father, this other person is on life support. Lord, and we are praying, Lord, that you would stabilize them and that you would get them off of life support, Lord, and cause them to come on through this situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you can do the impossible. God, there's nothing impossible with you, Father. You said if we believed, Lord, and we stood on your word, God, that you would perform and do the impossible. So, Lord, we speak healing to her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life to her. Resurrection life. Lord, you said you were the resurrection and the life. And, Lord, you can cause life to come back into her body and stabilize her and bring them back, Father, from this situation that they are in. Father, I just pray, Lord, that your comfort would be